So we're looking at Joel chapter 3, concluding this very, very short prophetic word from Joel. And again, it's amazing, but so typical of the Bible in many ways that it's a very short book, but it is packed with just so much. It's incredible. And Acts in the chapter 2 is where we have the prophecy of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. Chapter 3 deals with the end times. And at the leadership meeting yesterday afternoon, we spent a certain amount of time kind of talking about the end times. And as this song by Andre Crouch says, soon and very soon. And obviously, in one sense, the second coming is closer today than it was yesterday. But again, the signs and the times, we are aware that we need to be looking and praying and watching and waiting for his return. Joel chapter 3, verse 1 begins with, "In those days and at that times when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat." And one commentator said this: "I would gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat." That Joel here describes the final gathering of nations in rebellion against God at the Battle of Armageddon, recorded in Revelation 16:12-16. Goes on to say, "There is no place in Israel known as the Valley of Jehoshaphat, but the name Jehoshaphat means the Lord judges." It describes God's place of judgment and God's place of final judgment. In verses 4-8, God warns the nations that he will retaliate against those who have mistreated his people. And just to bring out this thought, really, of the justice of God. When we think of justice, we obviously think of justice in human terms. And because we think of it in human terms, we will assess justice differently from one to the other. And quite often we have the same, we want justice to be done. And when there's injustice, we all become angry. But where people see justice and where people see injustice will vary because we, as I say, we view it from a human perspective. But God's justice is perfect. And quite a number of people can't understand the God of the Old Testament and the way that things happened in the Old Testament. And that's partly because we are human and we can't understand the holiness of the justice of God. And another commentator has looked at the history of how people have been at the justice of God. Commentator by the name of Trapp details the horrors that befell the 10 emperors of the Roman Empire that persecuted Christians. It's not as if God is in heaven just looking for a type of revenge that we as human beings look for. But God is all about justice. And no one gets away with sin, whoever they are, however big or little we might view the sin. Sin is sin in God's eyes. And there's always a time of accountability, a time of reckoning, and a time of justice. I won't go through all the ten, but the certain emperors, Nero, he lost 30,000 of his people by pestilence. Severus sadly died a miserable death in a military campaign actually against Britain. Aurelian was killed by his own soldiers. Domitian, he actually poisoned himself. And as you go through, it's quite interesting read actually, but gruesome, of how these emperors who persecuted the Christians, how God brought them to justice in his way. And then in verses 9 to 13, again, it's the gathering of the nations for a war of judgment. And we have some fairly familiar verses, certainly familiar from when I was kind of growing up in church. And there's a couple of verses here that kind of many years ago were slightly taken out of context. It says, beat your plowshares into swords. If you're going into battle, against God, you should have every weapon available. You should always practice your best positive thinking. Let the weak say, I am strong. Nevertheless, the most positive attitude can't work when man sets itself against his maker. So let the weak say, I am strong, was actually turned into a song, but it's taken out of context because it's referring to these verses in Joel, which actually implies really, you can't stand against God. What God is saying, put your plowshares into swords. If you're going to fight me, stand up and fight me. It's almost God is saying, you know, put your best foot forward, but even with your best foot, it'll never be good enough. There was a Broadway play entitled, Your Arms Are Too Short to Box with God. And that's kind of a picture of what Joel is saying here. As I said, he says, you know, God is saying, give me your best. Come against me with your best, but it will be of no avail. And it says here, and there was another verse that's kind of was slightly taken out of context. I can understand multitudes in the valley of decision. And people used to refer that about people deciding whether they would become Christians or not, which, as I said, I understand, but it's taken out of context. The true context is the unbelievers. They're in this valley of decision, but it is God's decision, not the people's decision. They've already made their decision to oppose God. And so the people in the valley of decision are there, and God is deciding their fate. God is deciding their judgment. They don't have a say in it. God will be the one who will decide. And then this short prophecy ends up with a blessing of God. The mountains shall drip with new wine. All the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord. But Judah, Jerusalem, shall abide forever, for the Lord dwells in Zion, or the Lord dwells among his people. And so in this end of this short prophecy, Joel, we know little about him, is prophesying about the second coming and how God's new Jerusalem, the rivers will flow, the rivers of healing and the trees planted by that river. And thousands of years ago, before Jesus walked on the earth, and even more thousands of years from our time, Joel prophesies into the future, the mountains shall drip with new wine, all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water. God is in control. No one or anything can stand against God. Presidents and powers, whoever they might be, they can come against God with whatever, but God will be victorious. God makes the final decision. God has the final word. God will bring justice, for the Lord dwells in Zion.